Happy Memorial Day and welcome to the Hoosier Ag Today Monday podcast on the 26th of May, 2025. I'm Andy Eubank. The Hat Podcast is brought to you by First Farmers Bank and Trust, proudly serving local farms, families, and agribusiness for 140 years. Visit them online, ffbt.com, to learn more. Eric Pfeiffer and CJ Miller here today, too, with the news, including a preview of the new Purdue Crop Chat podcast, which highlights big problems for some Indiana soybean fields. And don't make any outdoor cooking mistakes this holiday Monday. Decent Memorial Day weekend weather continues today, but we do have some rain chances coming. And corn, beans, and wheat follow the stock market lower on tariff news. Friday, we'll have closing prices and Brian Basting market analysis on the Hoosier Ag Today Monday podcast.
As a farmer, you plant millions of seeds every spring. You know that tomorrow's harvest depends on today's hard work, knowledge, and care. At First Farmers, we recognize that today's seed is tomorrow's success. In both farming and finance. If you're looking for a bank that has been committed to agriculture for over 135 years and has the experience to prove it, let's talk. Learn more at ffbt.com or stop by your local branch. First Farmers Bank and Trust, Equal Opportunity Lender, member FDIC.
Considering a career in agriculture? Michigan State University's Institute of Agricultural Technology offers in-state tuition rates for students from Indiana and beyond. With programs like Ag Operations, Forest Technology, and Food Processing, MSU IAT prepares career-ready graduates in 2 years. Our certificate programs are designed to launch your students' future in agriculture. Take the first step at iat.msu.edu.
Some soybean fields completely wiped out, and avoid these grilling goofs and getting sick. I'm Eric Pfeiffer, reporting on the latest news in agriculture on Hoosier Ag Today.
Hi, this is Brandon Frank, your local ag loan officer with Beacon Credit Union. Just wanted to wish all our hardworking farmers out there a safe and successful planting season.
The Purdue Crop Chat is a regular podcast from Hoosier Ag Today and the Purdue University Extension Service, featuring Purdue Extension's soybean Sean Castile and Dan Corn Quinn. On the latest episode, the guys discuss planting progress and how different weather conditions around the state have contributed to that progress. It's also caused some serious problems.
Benton County, White County, those areas, Stark, Pulaski, the windstorms, the dust storms that came through just annihilated a great-looking crop.
That's Castile explaining what he saw after storms swept through Indiana last weekend, the evening of the 16th. The wind that came with those storms wreaked havoc across those soybean fields.
I walked fields on Monday. I was getting my phone was blowing up on Saturday, and you had good mid-April planted beans, and they were up like we already talked about. Emergence was great. So these beans were V1, V2, so one or two trifoliates, and I'm walking the field. Okay, where's the soybeans? Like, gone completely. Like 60-acre field, 80-acre field completely gone from just the dust storm. So they got sandblasted.
Castile says the decision to replant on those fields is an easy one.
There's not a question on some of these fields. Go. There's no green tissue left. If you have a little bit, we can talk about, okay, is that going to survive or not? We have some of those pockets that, okay, you have a corner of the field, looks good. It's still, oh, there's a little bit of cotyledons, a little bit of unifoliates, or the growing point's been taken out.
Hear more from Castile and Quinn in the Purdue Crop Chat exclusively from Hoosier Ag Today at HoosierAgToday.com or wherever you listen to podcasts. Memorial Day is often referred to as the unofficial start of summer. By the way, the official start of summer isn't until June 20th at 10:41 p.m. Eastern Time. I just wanted to show off my superior journalistic abilities, otherwise known as Googling stuff. With Memorial Day comes grilling season, but be careful because the CDC says millions of us will get sick this summer from outdoor grilling goofs. CJ Miller has the story.
I would say the biggest would be not fully cooking the foods on the grill.
Meredith Carruthers, a food safety expert with USDA, reminds you to use a food thermometer and follow the temperature guidelines for your beef, pork, or poultry. Another grilling goof?
Using the same utensil that you use to put all the raw stuff on the grill to take the cooked stuff off. So imagine you have raw burgers on a plate, bring them out to the grill, and then when you're done cooking them on the grill, you put them right back on the same plate.
She says the third big grilling goof is not washing your hands.
Certain bacteria can live on surfaces for like 72 hours. So think about it. You're making dinner. You've touched chicken, touched your spice containers without washing your hands. And then in the morning, you're cooking eggs and you want to use the same spice in your eggs or something. And then that gets all touched other places. So yeah, it's just crazy what your hands can move around.
If you have questions, be sure to wash your hands first before you pick up the phone. And dial the USDA's Meat and Poultry Hotline number at 888-MP-HOTLINE. You can also find that number at our website, HoosierAgToday.com. I'm CJ Miller.
Thank you, CJ. And as you celebrate today, let's pay respect to those who laid down their life for our freedoms and also their families who live with that sacrifice every day. God bless America. This is Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.
At Farm Credit Mid-America, we do more than lend. We lift up our rural communities that we serve, too. From our day-to-day business of supporting farmers to our community investment efforts and scholarships for students, we help local rural communities find their next level. Visit fcma.com/community to learn more about our commitment to communities. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal opportunity lender.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Indiana Farm Forecast. Happy Memorial Day, everyone. For the most part, we're continuing to see a fairly decent Memorial Day holiday weekend. High pressure is being analyzed here today to our north, sitting right over northern Michigan and into Ontario. That's going to give us decent sunshine through the entire day. However, it is still a very active weather pattern to our west. It's been active through the weekend and today, no exception, in Kansas and into parts of Iowa, Missouri, and heading toward the Mississippi River Valley. That is going to give us a chance at some precipitation as we move through probably tomorrow late and into early Wednesday. Right now, I'm going to pencil in anywhere from a quarter to 1 inch of rain that falls over the entirety of the Hoosier State from near sunset tomorrow night right on through sunset on Wednesday. The biggest rains are actually shifting north. Now we actually have to look at some very significant rains even up into Michigan in that time frame. But behind it, we dry down and dry slot pretty quickly for Thursday and for Friday and through the end of the week. So still looking at a mostly dry week here, just interrupting it with weather Tuesday night and into Wednesday. Now getting into the weekend, the 31st into the 1st, watching a little bit of moisture trying to come out of the upper Midwest, streaking southeastward into the eastern Corn Belt. I don't think it's going to be a big amount of moisture, but I'm going to say keep an eye out for scattered showers later Saturday afternoon and into Sunday. Coverage only about 30% of the Hoosier State. And if we miss that, I look for us to be dry well into the middle part of that first full week of June, watching a frontal boundary and a very active set of weather conditions starting to develop in the upper Midwest back into the Central Plains. That eventually tries to move towards us late in the week. So I'm talking more like late the 5th into the 6th and 7th. I think that could be a very active time across the region here. We follow it up with another threat of activity probably toward the end of the next week, but overall a little bit weaker in terms of circulation for the week of the 9th. That's the way your forecast is stacking up. Again, have a great holiday. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
Planting season is here, and Beacon Credit Union is proud to stand beside the farmers who make it all happen. We're here to help with flexible lines of credit, equipment financing, and real estate loans built for your operation. At Beacon, it's ag people serving ag people, committed to your success in every season. Start at beaconcu.org. Insured by ASI, not federally insured EHO lender.
Attention construction pros. Purple Wave Auction brings quality equipment to your fingertips. Join our bi-weekly online auctions featuring dozers, excavators, loaders, and more. We provide detailed listings, photos, and seller contact info. Inspect online or in person. With our no reserve policy, every item sells to the highest bidder. Visit purplewave.com today and see why informed builders choose Purple Wave. Transparent processes, real deals, your next great purchase awaits. purplewave.com.
A sell-off going into a three-day weekend. This is Hoosier Ag Today's Friday Farm Market Review. I'm Andy Eubank. I'll have final numbers momentarily. The update is brought to you by the Purdue Farm Stress Team. Don't get stuck in the mud this spring. Make sure you're getting enough rest and coping with stress in healthy ways. Get more at extension.purdue.edu/farmstress. They are here to help. Brian Basting, economist with Advanced Trading, joined me on the Market Review late in the Friday session to comment on what might have caused that Friday sell-off. Heading into the three-day holiday weekend, it was a sell-off in corn, beans, and wheat. Actually, a lot of commodities in the stock market lower as well. And Brian, it seemed to start with the Trump tariff threat announcement, a couple of them on Friday morning. Was there an impact on grains and oilseeds?
Thanks for having me, Andy. I do believe there was a direct impact there. Of course, ahead of the holiday weekend, a lot of uncertainty as usual. But the fact that Europe has always been a significant buyer of U.S. products, including beans, and this year, Andy, corn, is important as we look ahead to the remainder of the 24-25 crop year and 25-26. Enough to spur some profit-taking. We've seen both markets make some multi-week highs here when the news came out. So some profit-taking, I think, emerged on the back of that news, Andy. And we'll see what happens here as we enter the last few days of May and get ready to turn the calendar over to June. But that could be an important development because, like I said, Europe is a major buyer of U.S. products.
Were you pleased overall with the action during the week up until that point?
Yeah, we've seen a nice comeback, Andy, in old crop corn futures, for example. We saw the July contract nudge above 460 a bushel there last week. You really have to go back to the beginning of May to see prices that high. And so we continue to see active export business, both sales and shipments, as we wind down the crop year. Of course, you still got 3 months to go, but the U.S. remains a primary shop in town for the in the world now as Ukraine supplies begin to wind down. Very little left in Brazil ahead of their harvest, which will start in July and August. But I think that the U.S. will continue to be the primary supplier of corn for the next 2 to 3 months. And so that's given a boost to old crop corn futures, old crop bean futures. July, looking at that price, nudging back above 1070 a bushel last week. So that's near the highest prices we've been since February. So the bean export market has also been stronger than expected. I wouldn't necessarily say it's been as strong as corn, but given the fact that Brazil just harvested their biggest bean crop ever, the strength of the bean market in the U.S. has been pleasantly surprising. So I think those factors have supported old crop beans and old crop corn. We're just getting into the growing season, if you want to consider Memorial Day the unofficial kickoff to summer, Andy. So a lot of unknowns ahead of us. I think we're just looking at a mixed planting season here. In Eastern Belt, your neighbors to the east here in Ohio have struggled a bit with planting their corn, for example. And you go further west, and some of those areas have really been a bit dry until recently. So kind of a mixed bag all across. But overall, I think it's a good start overall to the growing season. And that's kept a lid on new crop prices.
Could those planting issues eventually be a major market, I'll say mover, and how soon could we see that really start to materialize?
They could. I think the first thing we'll see, Andy, is the June 30th acreage report. That'll give us their final, as such, updated acreage, I should say, for the 2025 planting. Back there in March, we got a very stout 5 million acre increase in corn and a significant decrease in bean acres. I still think we're going to be close to that March acreage on corn. Most were thinking, Andy, that we're going to see a higher number 30 days ago compared to that March number. But with the struggle we've had with getting this last 30% of the corn planted, I question whether it's going to be much of an increase. It still could be a little increase. So yes, that'd be the first variable. Second variable is this very cool start to the growing season has slowed us down on growing degree units. So maybe this crop isn't going to pollinate if we're specifically looking at corn quite as early as we thought. Now we can catch up quite a bit in June if we were to really get warm, but definitely a slow start in terms of maturity of the crop. So that pushes pollination back maybe a week or two, potentially further back into July, when, as your listeners know, we can get into some hot, dry weather. So yes, I would say the ingredients for volatility are there as we enter the 2025 growing season with uncertainty about acreage and, of course, a little bit of a slow start to the actual growth of the 2025 corn and beans. pushing that growing development perhaps back a bit further into those warmest days and potentially driest days of the summer. So I'm sure there'll be some twists and turns in 2025, Andy, and I'd really encourage your listeners to remain flexible as possible, but use every marketing tool at their disposal to defend their balance sheet.
And that's analysis from economist Brian Basting with Advanced Trading. Brian's number is 309-664-2314. On the Hat Friday Farm Market Review, off the lows by the close, but still down in corn, beans, and wheat. July corn, 459.5, 3.5 cents lower. September down 3.25, 437.75. December, 450.75, a loss of 2.5 cents. July beans, 10.60 and a quarter, 7.25 lower. August, 6.5 down, 10.56. And November, 10.50 and a half, just about a nickel down. July wheat, 542.5, 2 cents lower. The meats were quiet and mixed. June live cattle up 17 cents, 215.80. And June lean hogs, 98.30, down 40 cents. I'm Andy Eubank, and that is the Friday Farm Market Review. This is Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's leading farm network.